Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning are found in the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. This is the text. Friends, in the Gospels, Simon says, Lord, I will lay down my life for you. Simon says, Lord, I love you with all my heart. Simon says, Lord, even if all shall forsake you and flee, yet I will never forsake you. And the Simons of today say, I love you, but. I love you, but they only think they love him because they don't obey him. The Simons of today are saying, I obey you, but they only think they obey him because they don't love the Savior. And you and I here this morning are conscious that we neither obey nor love the Savior as we ought. And for us, this text is designed to show that Christ not only wants obedience, but he gives us the motive of love. The law is obedience. The motive is love. And in the text, Christ assumes that love is the motive for obedience. It is hard to give anyone obedience without love, not the kind of obedience that God wants, for without faith it is impossible to please him. And without faith, it is impossible to love him. For all that we would do would be by compulsion or fear or for the sake of daily bread or for the motive of self-interest or for the prospect of reward or for expectation of a favor from the master or from the king or from the Lord. But the Bible tells us that Christ first loved us. He loved us willingly and cheerfully, leaving his Father's throne and coming into the world, and obeyed the Father's will even to the point of dying on the cross. This is the wonderful power of the cross, that if he so loved us, we also love him. If he so loved us, we also love one another. The love of Christ, says St. Paul, constrains us. His love passes knowledge. It elicits the response that he desires and commands. Moses says, if you fear me, keep my commandments. But Christ said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. My peace, my joy, my love, my commandments, I leave with you. He says, if you love me, feed my lambs. He says to you, if you love me, feed my sheep. He says to you and to me, if you love me, preach the gospel to every creature. He says to you and me, if you love me, baptize all the nations. And Christ asserts in our text that this love will produce obedience. His saying so makes it so. Jesus says, prove the sincerity of your love. He expects our love. He wants it to be an intelligent comprehension of his will. He wants it to be a personal devotion to him. He wants it to be an informed obedience. He requires more than an ordinary king or an ordinary master or boss. They expect only compliance with their will. But Christ wants an obedience that's willing, just as he himself was willing. He says, you will keep my commandments. And that word keep means watchful care. It means to cherish and to hold dear whatever he says. It means to guard as you would a precious treasure whatever he commands. It means to hold tightly so as not ever to lose. It means to keep as a sacred deposit from him. And he promises what he requests. He says, you will love me, you will love me, you will. This includes all the believers, just as in verse 13 of this text, there was a statement about the comprehensiveness of God's answer to the prayers of all believers. And just as in verse 12, he said, everyone who believes in me will do the works that I do, so also in this text, the comprehensiveness of it is brought out in that we understand this to mean more than just the apostles, more than just the pastors. Every Christian who believes in Jesus will love him. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, says. You will guard my precepts. It is easy to tell the existence of love when it is the love of Christ that is constraining us, for it shows itself in obedience, in a willing obedience. Martin Luther, in his Erlangen edition, includes these as what he calls Aufgaben, which I understand to be like assignments. To faithfully preach concerning Jesus, to have his word and sacraments laid upon you, to keep love and unity among yourselves on his account, and to suffer with patience whatever comes your way because you are a follower of Jesus. Christ has returned to heaven, but he has left us all that was his because he loves us. He committed us his peace to be entered into, his joy to be experienced, his love to be yielded to, his commandments to be obeyed. Amen.